Friends, podcast episode 360 for Wednesday, August 19th, 2020. This is Lisa.
This is Brian.
Totally messed with you.
So what is leather, a foot long, and sounds like a sneeze?
Scary?
I don't know. Shoe!
You know, I think next time I'm going to...
That's a good one. People can tell their kids that one.
Yes. And, you know...
Kid-friendly joke.
People at home need jokes for kids these days.
I'm just rolling right into it.
Okay. I don't have any shoes on at the moment. How's that?
What do you want to talk about? We have a lot of paper today.
Let's talk about...
Paper.
I was going to break into song, but probably that's not appropriate.
You do that. What do we got? Which one do you want to do first?
We are going to start with the Execlair branded Clairefontaine, the new Neo Deco notebooks. These are adorable. For some reason, I didn't remember that these are A5, which I prefer. Actually, I like the bigger size, the A4, but these are a really great size.
These are handy size.
Pretty, pretty colors.
48 sheets, 96 pages.
So three of them are slightly newer. These three in the more pastel shades are new. I love that each one has a little bit of metallic for a little pop of interest. I love the colors.
What is that? Is that the flamingo?
This is a peacock.
Peacock, whatever they call it, flamingo. Yeah, they might be a little different.
Just great looking covers, very thin. If I put my glasses on, I can tell you how many sheets.
96 pages. 48 sheets.
48 sheets, there we go.
Side stitch bound, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. No, just really, really nice. We just wanted to bring in something that was pretty. A lot of people are doing homeschooling, notes from work. And it's your great Clairefontaine paper.
90 gram.
Absolutely beautiful.
I agree.
So I'm super excited, and now my problem is I just don't know which
one. Yeah, there's a dark palette and a light palette. And
yes. Which one do I want? Let's
vote. Green. I like the green. The green's nice. I see you with
the green.
Or the peacock.
Ivory or the peacock. All right, so.
Flamingo or whatever it is.
Yeah. So leave me a comment. Which one should I get?
Nice.
Because it has to go with this.
Oh, boy. Well, that's a segue.
That's my new one. No, we're not going to segue into that.
No, I like the covers. The covers seem a little bit
sturdier.
A little bit stiffer.
Well, especially if you're going to toss it in with mm-hmm. your planner or in your padfolio or something. Just really well done.
Yeah, it seems
like
a little
everything bit else that Clairefontaine and Rhodia do.
A little stiffer than your standard Clairefontaine cover, probably.
So that's exciting. You were excited about these.
I think they're neat.
They're nice. You can have those. We've really expanded our life stationery offerings, and so we have the
L writing paper.
The L writing paper.
What makes these cool is, so, you know, the cover's all nice and pretty, but then when you open it up, the design is actually on the pad.
Yeah, on those, on the smaller ones.
On the paper, yeah.
The large one does not.
But it's lined, just a really nice little pattern. Comes in cream or in white.
The paper is just phenomenally smooth. It's not as thin as Tomoe River, but Life makes amazing, amazing paper. You just want to play with it.
Yeah, and these are ruled, obviously.
Which is perfect for me because
30 sheets a pad, that big one's got 70.
70.
But nice. They're just really a little bit something different if you're doing some correspondence and you want something other than a plain, either lined or blank page. It's just a little something unique. I think it's really pretty cool.
Yeah. I should grab one of those because I'm sending a care package to my friend Melanie.
You are, yeah.
So I wanted to write something, but...
Yeah, that's really... Neat. It's a neat pad.
What's the difference between these two?
One's cream and one's white.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. And which one do you prefer?
I use white, probably.
Okay.
Probably white.
Just curious.
Yep.
You know, after 10 years of marriage, I could learn something. Just before the podcast, we were having a discussion about how many years of marriage.
Right along. I did get it right, of course.
He did. Absolutely.
This is what I was talking about last week.
He's in love with
this thing. I love this thing. I don't know why I love this. It's so different. It's so fun. It's a life index card holder, and it's leather, and it's got this little cute little strap here to hold it together. And then it's got a ring, and then boom, there's your index cards. They're plain white.
Similar to the old Mariemann word cards or the coloring ink testing, but the leather cover absolutely
so cute.
I don't know it for Brian.
I don't know what I would do with this, but it's so cute. I don't know if I would do my my daily lists on this or. I have no idea.
But it's too big to put in your pants pocket.
It's too big as a pocket anything, because it's pretty thick.
It is.
But I don't know.
It comes with 100 of the cards.
It's adorable. It's just adorable.
It's adorbs.
It's adorbs. Okay. Yeah. So and you could put whatever you want in there, but those cards are nice. We should be getting the cards in on our next life shipment.
But, yes.
I just like it. It's neat. It's different. It's leather.
I know.
What's not to like?
Going along with paper, we have had these already in the store in opposite colors. These are the top staple-bound rhodium meeting pads. And so we've had the A5 size in the black and...
The A4 in the orange.
The A4 plus in the orange, and now we have the opposite colors. You may recall these have the information here on the front, the date, notes, action... And then, yeah, these are great. Did Mr. Paper do this?
I believe it's on the agenda.
And so, just a really, really great layout. So we're excited to have those now in the other colors. So now you've got all four options. Yep. Large and small in both black and orange.
Rhodium meeting notes. And they're not expensive. I mean, this is like the same price as a regular number 16 pad.
Right. It's just got different... ruling, different breakdown and organization, and it's on both sides.
I love this orange line right in there, just to divide the notes from the action. It's cool. It's very cool.
So you want one of those? You want one of the life leather cards?
I do, yeah. I think so.
All right. Well, that's...
I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
I don't either, but, you know, that's never stopped you before.
Well...
Yeah.
Let's move on.
I have a pen to talk about.
All right, so... We're gonna move right past that. Visconti, the new Opera Master Polynesia, just came in. Wow!
It needs to leave.
It's something
because Brian really likes it.
You know, I'm right now. It's beautiful. It's really a stunning pen. I think what gets me the most about this is some of this brown that's in the barrel.
Look, we kind of match.
We kind of do, yeah. Cool. It's not all. A turquoise, but it has the brown, like the sandy beach. Really fantastic.
Well, it keeps it from being a little too bright hello there.
They've had a lot of blues.
And each one is fantastic.
This one, though, comes with their new 18-karat in-house nib.
Yes, so, which is very, very exciting.
Can I swap that? Can I put that in my Homo sapiens? I think they'll notice.
I think they'll notice.
They might notice.
Yeah.
Available optional with a red gold nib. two-stage power reservoir filler. Great looking pen.
Two-stage power reservoir filler.
Yes. What did I say?
You did.
Oh.
I'm just repeating it because that gets me every time.
Limited edition, 888 pieces.
Absolutely gorgeous. Do you want one?
I'm holding out. I got something else in mind.
I have that on video.
Yes, you do.
What are you holding out for?
I'll let you know when it gets here.
Did we already order it?
Next up, ST DuPont.
Oh, God.
New color in the D initial.
I have one. We ordered one for me. I love this thing.
She kept going on and on and on and on. So when I ordered it, I just put a little extra check mark in that box.
Just how I got my Visconti Medici ballpoint.
We just added it on there just to shut her up.
we were at an event at the store in Chicago, and Michael was there, and I just kept coming over and petting it and petting it.
You know, when you pet something three times, and just go, okay, just we'll figure out.
We'll take that one.
Yeah, we'll take that one.
Yeah, we'll figure out the rest of the order later, but add one now.
But Shark Blue, D initial. Rollerball ballpoint. It's like a kind of a neat matte finish to it.
It doesnn't really have texture.
No,
it just isn't glossy.
It's just not glossy,
which is nice. I love the big long nose cone. I really do.
The weight's nice.
Yeah, it's a great.
I like the weight on that ballpoint.
Yeah,
it doesn't go back too far. The extra weight on the ends.
Yes.
And the rollerball is nice too. I like that.
One thing we should address is the rollerball and the fountain pen on the D initial are not designed to post.
Yeah, they're not designed to post.
You can fit.
Sometimes you can fit the cap on.
The cap on, but it will not stay.
Yeah.
So do not expect it to.
Yeah, don't expect it to post.
But I really like the Shark Blue because the rest of the D initial lineup is very classic, very elegant.
Black and gold, black and chrome, with chrome cap.
I do like the pearly white with the
pearly
gold
white's
trim.
Nice,
that's
yep.
pretty. But for a woman, if you want something with a little bit of weight, definitely a step up from anything plastic.
Anything, yeah.
You know, you put this and a similar ballpoint, let's say from Montblanc or some other high-end brand that's not... brass body based, and you just feel the difference.
You know, I'm just going to go there. I'm going to say that if you're going to compare a DuPont and a Mont Blanc,
it's not apples to apples.
The DuPont makes the Mont Blanc feel cheap, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And then there's this one we just got in, the new Defee in brown leather.
Yes. I love all the little perforations.
This reminds me of driving gloves. Brown leather driving gloves on your 63
segue
MG.
Segue into the fact that you need new cycling gloves and you're just not going to tell me how much they are.
They're not that expensive. But nice leather, perforated.
Absolutely.
Just,
gorgeous.
You know, just think your 60s British sports car with tan interior and you got your little half driving gloves. And
do you have a silk scarf with that?
You can, yeah, with goggles maybe and a little leather hat.
Yeah.
I just love the Defee. I think it's a great... I love this little skeleton over the top.
Did you get a vintage?
Well, we got a couple more coming in today. So.
Do you own a vintage?
I do not own a vintage. Okay. The Defee vintage in the copper, brush copper, by far the most popular Defee in the lineup, I think.
What's our next gift-giving occasion?
Tomorrow?
Yeah. That's funny.
Hobonichi Day?
The Defee in the brown leather
is classic, really classic.
You know, it's classic, but it's just the leather and the perforations just give it a little bit of an update.
I'm not always so keen on leather. It's kind of a mix, you know. Like Faber-Castell has the Essentio in leather.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
This
works, you know. Not that the Essentio doesn't work, but it's always been, I'm on the edge on it, you know.
Did I mention this is mine?
She got a DuPont.
Oh, darn.
What?
Does that mean I've gotten two pens lately?
Yep, you're done.
Oh, no. All right. He's working up to something.
Where are we on the list here? Next Monday.
Yes.
Next Monday is going to be a big day. The Hobonichi catalog is, we're going to be careful how we say launch, but
yes.
The Hobonichi catalog will be up.
Will be released. So you can see what's coming.
So we can see all the cool new designs and covers and all sorts of new stuff that we're getting in.
Yep. In fact, I have been, I wouldn't say frantically, but steadily working on all the descriptions and making sure that what we ordered is what will be on the site, just double checking everything. Some cool new things this year.
Yep. So what the timeline will be is on the 25th, if you have signed up for a back in stock notification, we'll let you know that the catalog essentially is out there. We'll send you to the Hobonichi category, and then you can see everything. And if there's a particular one that you're interested in, you can sign up for the notification on that. And September 1st is when they will all be available for sale.
Yes.
So you've got a week to put in your notices to get first crack
at it. To debate again, to change your mind, to go back to your first choice.
Are you getting another Cousins this year?
I might.
I think you should. You were always complaining that the other ones are too small.
Yes.
You like the bigger A4 and A5 size.
This past year, I tabbed it because I like to be able to just flip through quickly. I know.
Yeah, there's a lot of different sections in there, so that's probably a good idea.
It gets confusing. Yeah. So I bought little tabs and I just tabbed it. They were cute little metallic.
Okay. I have not decided what I'm going to do this year. So.
Oh.
I would like to commit to doing more Hobonichi, and okay. I did more Hobonichi this year than I did the year before, which probably doesn't
like
say
Inko
much.
Raimo?
Yeah, I'm trying to do a little more each year.
Hey, I rocked it this year on Inko Raimo.
Did you get them all?
Yeah.
You got all 28
days? I did
days?
Extra.
You did extra?
I did 30.
Okay. Well, 28 were to me, but... so anyway, Hobonichi on Monday.
And the rest were to the staff. Yeah. So. And Mom and Lindsay.
Monday the 25th, you'll get a notice as soon as we launch all the products. And then you go decide what you want and then sign up for the notification for that particular product. And
yes.
When it's available, you can come back on September 1st.
Now, the nice thing is that last year and all the previous years, there has been a longer time gap between when we can unveil everything and when they ship.
Yeah.
This year they will be shipping to us much closer to the actual pre-order release date.
Yeah.
And so instead of waiting a couple
six weeks
for us to even get it, there will be a much shorter gap, which means it is still a pre-order.
Yeah.
You do still have to wait, and of course, coming from overseas, there is
It shouldn't be too bad.
And it shouldn't be as long as the last couple of years.
Yeah, they're scheduled to ship at the end of August, and I don't remember if they're using DHL this year or whatever, but usually their service is really quick. So
yes.
They ship it, we get it in less than a week. DHL usually gets it here like in 3 days. It's insane.
Yeah.
So we'll have less than a week once they ship it probably to when we get it, and as soon as we get it, it's out. So I'm hoping to have these, even worst case scenario, mid-September.
Hopefully, yes.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed, no promises, but then you're only waiting 2 weeks. You can't really start the Hobonichi until December 1st anyway, right?
Right.
So.
Now, the other thing is that, every year they change the designs. Some kind of stay the same, and some are definitely different. I think this year's lineup is, I'm just going to go with better.
Yeah,
I like some of the colors better than last year. I like some of the designs. But every year they do some really interesting things. We can talk about the notebooks.
Great. Let's talk about the notebooks.
We are ordering this year. We've greatly expanded what we're bringing in this year. And so this year we are also offering thin notebooks, thinner than this, that you can fit in your planner. So you have not only your planner, but also a separate little notebook.
Little companion notebook.
And some of them even have perforated sheets. Not all, but some do, which is great.
So maybe I should just get one of those instead of a Hobonichi. And then if I fill that up, get a Hobonichi the next year.
We'll see.
I'll put dates on it.
The nice thing is with the notepads, they are also made with Tomoe River paper.
Yeah.
So no matter what you're using, it's got Tomoe, it's heaven.
And it's not specifically for the planner, right? So you can use it separately. So
yes.
If you're really looking for a small, thin notebook, that might be
right.
The way to go.
Right.
So yeah, I'm excited for those. That's going to be, I saw that on the list, I'm like, wow, that looks cool.
We need these.
We need
yes.
to get these. So.
In a couple different sizes.
But A5 and A6 for the
yes.
Teicho. And the Cousin, is there there's not an A4 size, is there?
No.
A5 and A6,
no.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I haven't worked on yet, so I don't have those memorized yet.
Yep. All right, what else we got?
We have ink, lots and lots of ink. So let's do Ink Studio first.
That one seems to be the easiest.
All right. Ink Studio is making some changes, and they are eliminating 3 colors.
Okay.
So the colors going away are number 531, 543, and 864.
Check.
I guess those just didn't sell as well.
Not as popular. There's 100 colors, so yeah. you're bound to have a couple of
and then
slower moving.
They're adding three that they say are kind of sheeny.
So they're going to fit in with 123, 162.
Yes. And so there's number 280, which is kind of a tan that kind of sheens to green. 252, which is a purple that kind of has some green. And then 224, which is very similar to 123. Okay. Kind of that purple shading to gray, okay. that moody. But this 224 looks a little darker. So that's okay. pretty cool.
That might be something interesting. I like the 123 and the 162, but if it was a little bit darker, it would be really great.
162 is my
favorite. All right, so those are all 200 series inks, whatever that means.
And then Kobe, we just found out this week that Etoya is bringing in 10 new Kobe colors.
Great.
So there's a new blue.
And those come all in the 50 mil standard sailor bottle.
Yes, which I love because they're kind Short of squat. So they're hard for me to tip over, which is great. So there's a blue, there's a purple. They call it purple gray, but that looks pretty purple.
Yeah, that purple gray looks great. That's what, number 32?
Yes.
32.
So number 23, number 32. 37 is a brighter blue.
Yeah, that looks kind of reminds me of like Aurora blue. It's got that
46
purplish.
46 is a greenish gray.
Yeah, that's neat too.
That's pretty. That's got some, that's interesting to me. 52 is a brown.
Okay, yeah, sepia.
54 is a pink. I'll just leave this for the gang. 56 is a kind of a purpley blue. That's
purpley
really
blue,
pretty.
Yeah, we got.
57 is a light purple. 60 is a light blue. And 68 is a pearl blue.
That's
interesting.
I can't tell what that looks like based on the swab.
Right.
So I'm not
Very
sure.
Interesting.
But they all have a story behind them, mm-hmm. why the color is named what it is and why the color is the way it is.
Yeah.
So that expands the Kobe lineup to a whole bunch.
A whole bunch.
What are we up to now? 30?
No,
something like that?
More than that. 36?
A lot. About half of the actual lineup.
Yes. And
there are like 74 colors or something like that.
Eventually, they will be bringing in all of them. So 10 at a time is good enough for us to...
Yep.
Manage.
Yeah, so one of those coming in soon?
I don't know. When have you ordered them? We just found out this week.
Yeah,
so.
We just found out yesterday. So
I'll get them on the site today, and then we'll take it from there. Yeah, Brian will order them.
They're coming in.
So, awesome.
More Kobe? Great. What else?
I don't know. Brian is going to go do some yard work this weekend. That's exciting. So I
yes,
think I'm going to sleep in. And
you get Saturday off.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to stay home and work while you go help your mom deal mm-hmm. with grandma and grandpa's house.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are now homeschooling or dealing with school from home. Lots of love and good luck. I'm grateful my kids are older and I don't have to make that decision. I have adopted a family. My good friend Melanie, I've adopted her kids.
I don't know about this. Who else is moving in?
Nobody's moving in, but you're sending a big package of stuff to my new kids, Grayson and Scarlett.
Okay.
So love to them. It's got to be tough, you know. First, adults learn how to work from home, and then the kids were doing some of that, and then you have summer break. So, and now you've got lots of different school things going on. So. Good luck. Keep in mind that the best way to handle rambunctious kids is keep them busy.
Put a fountain pen in their hand. That'll slow them down.
Or make a big mess that mom has to clean up. Well, so maybe a ballpoint. Mm-hmm. But definitely encourage some handwriting.
I think that'll cause kids do slow down when they have to, especially when they use a fountain pen. I see it all the time in the store. Young kids, you want to try this? And they laser focus on what's going on.
I've always been impressed with 95% of the younger kids who play with a fountain pen in the store. They are very careful and cautious. Mm-hmm. They, even if it's a preppy, most, I find adults are more careless with trying a fountain pen for the first mm-hmm. time than kids. Kids are like, this is fancy. I'm going to be really good. And, you know, there are some adults who just pressing way too hard. Like, step away from the pen, please. So if you've got kids, definitely just, even if it's a pencil, get them writing. Mm-hmm. Do some cursive. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay. You didn't know that I'd adopted a family? You have a big box of stuff.
I saw the box. I wasn't sure what it was. So anyway.
You know, I miss having school-age kids. I miss shopping. I love back-to-school shopping. All the new notebooks and the freshly sharpened
pencils. So that's what this is about. You want this back-to-school.
Back-to-school. When you were...
You got a pen and a notebook.
When you were in grade school, didn't you, like, clean out your desk and you reorganize everything and you get ready and you got your notebooks and your...
No. No.
Okay, no. It's just me.
When didn't, I die, didn't I do be, any of that.
I want to be buried in an office supply store. Just bury me in Staples.
Okay.
In the washi tape aisle.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
I'm not the only one out there who has a thing for washi tape.
Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other stuff. And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. Don't forget we have a store in Chicago, which is currently closed, in the Palmer House Hilton. The Appleton store is open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30.
Correct. And we'll keep you posted on the status of Chicago.
And Lisa's washi tape.
Maybe you'll just stay at your mom's for a week.
Have a great day. We'll see you next week.
Bye.